Pentagon. Keith Peters reporting House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing efforts to oust him as Speaker, with Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie co-sponsoring a motion with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate the Speaker's chair. Speaker Johnson says this attempt to oust him is disruptive.
It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance, and it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body.
Johnson continues to push for a vote on aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan this week. Police and forensic officers remain at the scene as the investigation continues into a knife attack at a church in Sydney, Australia. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Australian police say the incident that saw a bishop and a priest wounded during a church service as horrified worshippers watched online and in person was an act of terrorism. Police arrested a 16-year-old boy on Tuesday after the stabbing at Christ the Good Shepherd Church that injured Bishop Marmari Emmanuel and a priest. Fairfield Mayor Frank Carbone, talking to AUBC Network, described the incident as a terrorist attack on our way of life.
A terrorist attack on faithful is a terrorist attack in Australia.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first six jurors for Donald Trump's criminal trial have been chosen after lawyers grilled members of the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. The questioning was designed to help decide whether they can sit in fair judgment of the former president. The jurors include an English teacher, an oncology nurse, and a corporate lawyer. 12 more people still need to be selected. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 63 points, but the Nasdaq dropped 19. This is SRN News. Chuck Swindoll is stepping down.
The celebrated pastor, author, and pioneering Christian radio figure is 89 years old, and he's decided it's time to give up his position as leader of Stonebriar Community Church in Frisco, Texas. However, the church says Swindoll will remain on staff and will preach as often as he wishes to. The church's new senior pastor will be Jonathan Murphy, who chairs the Department of Pastoral Ministries at Dallas Theological Seminary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrat-controlled Maine legislature has approved a bill that would protect abortion doctors and those who perform sex change operations from legal action brought in other states. So far, more than a dozen liberal states have passed laws to shield abortion providers and those who seek to help children live as the opposite sex. Abortion is legal in Maine at all stages of pregnancy with a doctor's approval. Last year, lawmakers approved a bill to allow teenagers to receive hormones and puberty-blocking drugs. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks finished mixed. Treasury yields climbed again on rising expectations that interest rates may stay high for a while. United Health helped support the market after jumping on a stronger-than-expected profit report, but the majority of stocks weakened after two top officials at the Federal Reserve warned it may not cut interest rates for a while after inflation reports this year came in worse than expected. The two-year Treasury yields briefly climbed as high as 5% before paring its gain. The Dow up 63 points to finish at 37,798. The Nasdaq lost 19 to 15,865. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points to 5051. New York oil fell 5 cents to $85.36 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.